If you have a mega corporation which has many divisions within it, then within these divisions there will be units that manufacture or sell or service, without necessarily knowing who owns them. If you go into an individual unit, you would find a manager of that unit. But this person would not be the general manager of the whole corporation. That is the order of this galaxy. Do not limit yourself or tie yourself only to the solar systems of your own galaxy. Guest, can I ask if the current phenomenon we call crop circles that are being formed in England are being created from outside planet Earth? Tom, that is so. When anything takes place within your solar system, it is imprinted and then is manifested on Earth. Guest, could you please explain a bit about the thinking behind the messages that are coded within the corn circles? What is the purpose? Tom, it is of great importance for humankind to have the understanding of other realities of existence within your universe, of other systems of energy with the capability of bringing these into reality from the great extensions of time, forms of matter, for your humankind to question their origins, their expansion of mind, and the time of now. Those of the 24 have come to this year planet Earth. Those of other civilizations have often visited, since the beginning of humankind's history. Visits have been made by others very frequently. Please see your historical records. To date, this has not made an impression on humankind, for these other realities have been mostly eliminated from humankind's programming. As this planet Earth is moving towards its evolutionary importance, and the reason for its existence, for it is, as you know, the only planet with freedom of choice, those civilizations are attempting to bring to humankind information concerning other beings, other species, other energy forms, so that humankind may look on this, question it, and then probe into it. The challenge is to present an alternative. One to question, is it not? You have now been alerted to those energy fields that are in existence. Guest, are there any specific ideas behind the patterns that are formed in the crop circles? Is there an intended program to help us build a picture of what is being represented within the crop circles? Tom, now, reason, investigate and contemplate this thoroughly. All that has been sent into space from Earth is being reflected back, so that those of Earth may understand that when you create a situation that might be catastrophic, it may then impress upon the minds of the people the effect that one unit can make on all. John, how many scientific and governmental organizations have made the connections, or made such interpretations yet? Tom, are you not the forerunners? John, we are wondering if they have reached a conclusion on their own or whether this project is one that is going to release that information. Tom, yes. However, be aware that there are many groups creating them, to distort the real purpose. It is not possible to speak about these at this time. For humankind could not comprehend, for the disbelief would then add no credibility. Some circles are from civilizations who wish of the Most High, and there are others who wish to confuse and add their appendix too. It is timely to create a shaking brain in humankind, the question, as you now are questioning. Guest 2. Is it possible to give any clues for circle researchers so that they can distinguish which is a genuine crop formation worth looking at, and what are the others there to confuse? Tom, the ones of confusion have brokens, it is a type of damage. Guest, damage of the stems of the corn in the field? Tom, yes. Guest 2, so the circles which have stems which are neatly bent, those are the ones which are not damaged, just bent, those are the ones which are. Tom, they are world. There are many civilizations. Not all, they are sub-civilizations. What is important is not what is done by whom. What is important is the observation of other realities. Let the personalities of humans move their own hair out of their own eyes. There will be more, and there will be less. In some areas there will be more, and where there were more, there will be less. Yes. It is not just humankind that attempts to confuse. Guest 2, in a couple of the circles last year, was then 1991, some researchers detected radioactivity of a particular kind which is not found on planet Earth. Tom, does it not make sense that the vehicles that are able to go through space-time envelope dimensions radiate differently? Guest 2, Yes. Tom, we wonder why humankind is as dense as its planet. Laughter. Guess two. Well, we're slowly awakening. And certainly the crop formations are adding to the awakening of those who are focusing on them. Tom, think about this also. As atmospheric damage is done and created, it creates fields of energy that can upset the vegetation upon planet Earth. You understand that this atmosphere that encircles planet Earth is a protective device? You understand that there is influence from other planetary positions? And when there are mouse holes in the atmosphere, then there are, from other planetary positions, energy fields that may affect vegetation. Yes. Guess two, when you talk about planetary positions, do you mean planets in our solar system or in a larger spectrum? Tom, in your system, planets that have devices upon them, left in times past. We wish not at this time to go into detail. Our being, Phyllis, is in weakness. Therefore we ask you only to ask urgent questions. Yes. The latter part of that transmission, which ended there, took place in 1992. Here is another exchange from the early 90s, with particular emphasis on technology. Brian, I wanted to ask some questions about a recent comma 1990 and 91 series of statements made in the United States concerning the presence of extraterrestrial vehicles in the Nevada area. Is there any general comment you could make about the authenticity of those statements? Tom, as many are aware, the reality of lesser civilizations and physicalness upon this planet Earth is a fact. As they have technologies and information, do not create the mistake of believing their higher motivation at all times, in visiting your planet Earth. A portion of this motivation is indeed prepared for utilizing, if necessary, Earth species for their own environments, on their own planets. Not all are here for the betterment of planet Earth. Although there are those who do work for the betterment of planet Earth, they have physical existence. Brian, are you saying that there is more than one group involved in the experiments at the Nevada test site? Tom, there exists at this time a totality of 12 different groups of physical civilizations that have come to planet Earth for investigation of the environment. Not all are well-meaning? The Council has said I must be clear to you. Not all are creating experiments. Brian, it would appear that some of the technology involved in the vehicles they have brought here is on the verge of being discovered by people here on Earth. Will there be an attempt to prevent those discoveries from being utilized and developed? Tom, do you mean by other civilizations, or by those of the anti-peoples on planet Earth? Brian, I'm speaking of discoveries being made by physicists here on Earth. I'm wondering, will their efforts be prevented in any way by the aliens? Tom, that is not the purpose of those that you call aliens. Why are they aliens? John, well, it's just a word we use for anything that does not come from Earth. Tom, yes. John, you say that is not their purpose. Could you state what their purpose is specifically? Tom, there are several purposes. Those that have well-meaning are working for prevention of total destruction of planet Earth, and to oversee it and, if necessary, prevent a totality of ending. For in the ending of it, it would take so much time to start over again that it is not possible to start again. The situation of planet Earth also is that its destructiveness would then create an energy that then can affect other systems of the universe. There are those also who would wish to come here because they have begun the destruction of their own home physical planet and are looking for a place to relocate themselves. Therefore they were experimenting upon humankind and animal kind for testing available possibilities. Brian, what will happen to the man who has told us about this? Will he be punished in some way? Tom, as you know, upon your planet Earth, the country of USA, has created a secret situation among its people that cannot be revealed. They have not revealed the facts. Therefore all attempts will be made to create injustice to him. If there comes a time upon your planet Earth when people function as a unified force against those philosophical beliefs that are not correct, such as destruction of truth-telling people, then people will involve themselves. And if enough people do so, they cannot punish all people. John, if enough people know about it, that will be a protection to him, in a sense. Tom, in protest. Yes. John, now the American people who are working where he was working, what is their motive for working with these aliens, as we are calling them? Tom, you speak of leadership, not of others? John, I am talking of the people in Nevada, the scientists and the leadership there. Presumably they're interested for military purposes, or what? Tom, there are those who have interest in the betterment of humankind, and there are those who have the greatest concern about other aliens approaching planet Earth. Therefore they seek technological information for stopping their arrival. Brian, I see. Will the efforts to understand the alien technology be successful? Tom, they were but a small percentage away from completion. Brian, is the technology in the alien vehicles the same as the condensed charge technology that I'm aware of? Tom, it is in that realm. It is two polarities which exactly overlap and overlay, and each charges the other. It is as above, so below as with the emblem of Hova, the six-pointed star. Do you understand? John, yes, the Star of David is two triangles. Tom, instead of repulsion by magnetic charge, it is attraction by magnetic charge. Ryan, well, the alien vehicles operate by controlling gravity, it seems. Tom, which has to do with the discharge of magnetics. It has to do with creating a magnetic field. That is the discharge, when you release the magnetic. When you function with the magnetic, you draw all things to you. When you know how to discharge, then the propulsion is reversed. To operate and release gravitational fields is related to magnetic fields. Ryan, well, all the descriptions say nothing about magnetic fields. They talk about gravitational fields, which are different, and they say it requires a special element. Element 115. Do you know what 115 is? Tom, that releases the magnetic attraction. John, are you saying that when you use the word magnetic it is the same as when we are using the term gravitational here? Tom, if you have attraction, an energy field that holds upon your planet Earth, that is magnetic. John, okay, we used different terms. Ryan, one of the things that happened was when they put a burning candle flame in the field. Tom, it created a vacuum. John, a time vacuum. Tom, do you understand that in this movement it is possible to move quickly? For non-friction is created. Ryan, so then is no action, reaction. Tom, there is freedom. Ryan, how soon do you think there will be more information released about these vehicles and about? Tom, do you speak of information release? They will not release the information. John, have they been asked by the aliens to keep it secret also? Tom, that is correct. They are working in conjunction with them. John, so it is a fully cooperative venture. Tom, in some ways. In others it is not. John, so there's some holding back by both sides. Are you saying that the aliens are also holding back the different motives that you already mentioned with the people in Nevada? Tom, there are those who were working in conjunction with these lesser civilizations, and these civilizations began to control them. There are other civilizations that do not cooperate with this, and are in effect eliminated in physicalness. You understand that? John, yes. Tom, out of fear the government of USA and others are in cooperation. John, well, that was the next question. Are there other groups of aliens working with any other governments in a similar way? In other parts of the world. Tom, there have been many visitations, physical appearances and accidents that have been tunneled to the USA, and there are also attempts in Russia in investigations in cooperation with USA. John, so is that project continuing at this moment in Russia? Or is that something that happened in the past and is no longer in existence? Tom, there is informational exchange with USA. Brian, are the alien people involved in the Nevada experiments? Are they involved in any genetic experiments on human beings? Tom, those are ones who wish to know if they may exist upon planet Earth by taking samples of tissue for culturing. Brian, so the same group that has provided the vehicles is also involved in genetic research? Tom, if you would use that terminology, yes. We would say to you, be in great caution. Ryan, well, that was my next question. Is it dangerous to persist in trying to learn more about this? Tom, it is important to assimilate, to be in a form of observation, but to be in great caution. And move in great caution when getting involved in information from others. And be in caution of any from what you call reticulum, in your Milky Way. Be careful of those who say they were from there. John, at what level in the United States is this project controlled? Tom, the highest level. John, so it is from the president down, is it? Tom, he is not the one who controls, but the head of state was involved in the past. This is an exceptional matter. This conversation took place in 1990. John, so it is the CIA who controls the project? Tom, that term is not correct. It is not in a form. This is the creation of an element that is above that. What is important is that you begin to understand the implications. In times past, humanity did not comprehend the information we have given about the civilizations and the Council of Nine. Now it is important to comprehend and know that what was begun in times past does exist and continues, and it is time for humankind to know the importance of this information, but in a time when there can be directness without interference from the governments of humankind. Steve, I would like you to speak about the emphasis you were giving in the mid-1970s. There was at that time a great emphasis on the appearance of beings to intervene in the critical world situation. And this did not occur. Perhaps some brief explanation of why it was so much stressed at the time and whether it might still be an option? Tom, there have been sightings of other civilizations, not all helpful to planet Earth. And there has also been contact with several people that have authority in different countries of your planet Earth. There was also agreement between several countries not to permit information about this to be released in public, and also to eliminate portions of their destructive devices against each other, for fear of other civilizations permeating planet Earth. Those who do not at all times have benefit towards this planet Earth have also made agreement with some countries of planet Earth, out of fear of reprisal. John and Steve, reprisal? Tom, reprisal. The 24 civilizations, and those that are in conjunction with them, would arrive if planet Earth were on the brink of destruction from those lesser civilizations. These wish to maintain planet Earth in its state of being, for they also have looked upon it as a vehicle for themselves. The 24 civilizations also will not permit a complete takeover. But humankind must have awareness of the existence of the 24, and those working in conjunction, and of these others. Then there can be a correct sense of judgment when information about extraterrestrials is received. Those of the other lesser civilizations also bide time, for they are playing wait and see. You have asked about the landing which we mentioned in your year 1976. It was not appropriate for the 24. For we wished not to have the responsibility for physical interactions which would create more pollutionary destruction of Earth. Humankind already creates enough pollution destruction. Is that clear? Steve, much of it is, but I am not very clear about how pollution would be caused by intervention. Tom, those lesser civilizations who have been viewing planet Earth, who have made contacts with governments, and who are in portion in beings upon planet Earth and are in this realm as well, would have warlike conflict with the 24 civilizations or those who work with them. Therefore, that would mean a destructive device in the atmosphere of planet Earth. Humankind in its great fear would not have acknowledged or understood that there were those of goodness also. John, because they would only see two groups. Tom, destruction. John, destroying each other. Tom, that is correct. And that would then create nightmarish pollution destructiveness of portions of planet Earth. We must find another way of removing these others at this time. Steve, there seems to be an implication that several landings had in fact occurred. Tom, that is correct. It is known by Russia, by the government of USA, and in other countries where there is communication with these two countries. Also, it helped bring about the end of the non-speaking to each other, for they knew that they must now begin to be with each other. We speak of the, you call them biggies. John, the two superpowers. This was 1990. Tom, for they knew that if they stayed in separateness they then could not survive. Steve, is this because they interpreted their findings as being dangerous to Earth? Tom, yes. Steve, they regarded the alien civilizations as the enemy. Tom, those that have been interplaying, yes. John, so what you're saying is that the civilizations that have come to Earth have not come and allowed themselves to interact willingly. It has been done with some tension and conflict, for example, in the United States? Tom, that is not what we meant. Those that have been in contact with these governments, and with those vehicles which governments have got hold of, some of these incidents have been accidental, some have been intentional, but in giving they have attempted to ingratiate, and the biggies have decided they must align, for they were not sure of the motives of these civilizations. Their motives are not in goodness, and they also have abductions. John, they have taken away, abducted some people. Tom, that is correct. The biggies of planet Earth decided to align with each other so that they might keep cohesive front. John, yes, so basically what you're saying is that the 24 civilizations decided to stay away so as not to get mixed up with these other forces, either in people's minds, or in fact in a conflict. Tom, that is correct. John, yes. Okay. Well, so what next? Tom, if they can influence the crescent, the Islamic countries, that is why the country of USA is attempting to change that situation. If they can activate the crescent or cause irritation, they then create a situation upon planet Earth which is divisive. And the lesser civilizations then move into a position that may create more devastation. We have the Council of Nine. You must understand that we must function in a manner that does not bring fear of devastation. It is important for humankind to know that there are others who mean well for them and wish only to help the elevation of planet Earth. We will not permit the destruction of planet Earth, but humankind must begin to help itself and make decisions based on the survival of planet Earth. Steve, what you are saying is good news and bad news. Because we had thought in 1988 that the rapprochement between the great powers signified a development and heightening of awareness and consciousness, and perhaps a coming of rationality into international affairs. Tom, that time the threat of force brought that rapprochement, though it does not matter if it was force or willingness, for in the togetherness they have become partners against another threat that may bring destructiveness, and in togetherness they see each other as humans. So that benefited planet Earth. Miki, could you tell us about the circumstances in which a major landing of the 24 civilizations on Earth would be carried out? Tom, if there were an imperative to land because of major destruction upon planet Earth, then the civilizations would amass over the major cities to cause those in power to stop the destruction. There are those in the atmosphere of Earth, and those in closeness to your planet Earth that would make themselves quickly visible if there were the necessity. Alta has said to tell you that plans for a landing are currently on hold, for at this time it would create great chaos, for the percentage of humans accepting the civilization's existence is insufficient, and also because we do not want to cause warlike attack by humans on the visitors of the civilizations. However, we assure you that if planet Earth were near major destruction, the civilizations would arrive and stop it. Miki, is it only in case of big danger for this world that a landing would happen? Tom, it would happen when those of the planet Earth do not feel a need to attack. Or if there were great danger on planet Earth, then in any consequence it will happen. But currently they were on hold, yes. I will explain about the landing, and what it means to your planet. Our technology first of all will help you to understand how to raise your vegetables, your cattle, to purify your water, and to raise the vibration of souls, to bring them out of darkness. When we say darkness we do not mean negativity, but true darkness, in which people do not see and do not understand the cosmic. And they also do not understand that when they hate and have anger, this creates a problem for the universe. Only by raising the level of this planet and the level of consciousness of this planet, perfecting the love and perfecting the core that is inside each human, can we then go on and perfect other planets in the galaxies. This planet is one of the lowest that a soul comes to, in order to learn a lesson. The tragedy is the density of this planet. It is like a mire, it is sticky, and these beings get trapped in this stickiness. We are going to raise the level of this planet with your help, which will make this planet a lighter planet. The energy then coming from this planet will be sent into the universe, and will help raise the level of consciousness and the levels of other planets. Do you understand that principle?
Andrew,
yes. Now I take it that this will all come out in the new science that you once said you are giving us?
Tom, this is true.
There will be mutations. Also, your planet will be raised to that type of vibration where there will be physical relationships, but it will not be the primary concern. This energy will be put to use to preserve this planet. We do not object to sex, and it is none of our business as far as your physical relationships are concerned. We realize the necessity of physical relationships, but we are speaking of raising the level of the vibration, so the energy is not dissipated in physical relationships. These new beings that are coming to your planet and are being born on your planet, and the children that have the sonars in them. I was going to try to give you the names of the different galaxies and planets that these beings come from to help the Earth, but the names are so difficult in your language.
Andrew.
Thank, Tom. You are disturbed about something?
Andrew. No, not really. I simply know what you're saying is beautiful and rings clear. And it's like getting zapped.
Tom, yes. I understand.
Andrew, could you just give a simple description of what a landing would be like?
Tom, a landing would not take place all at one time. It would start and for 9 days there would be landings taking place all over this planet. There would be a visual landing, with many different types of craft, but before we landed we would radiate out a beam that would nullify the fear in people. Films and books have planted a seed of recognition of us, and people will remember. And this energy, the beam that we send out, will come from this seed energy that is already planted.
John, I understand that the major spiritual events that take place from time to time on Earth can happen in many different forms.
Is the form of a landing chosen because of the sort of beliefs and understandings that people have at this particular time, in the space age?
Tom, humanity is now coming out of the true dark ages of this planet, and is now becoming aware of the existence of other life forms in other parts of this universe. And humanity is now beginning to understand that there is more than themselves. People have always assumed that there was someone sitting up there taking care of all their problems. But they also assumed through their egos that they were the only existence that mattered to that which they called God, and that God was only concerned with them. Humans now have to look within, and begin to understand that there are other forms of life, and that the universe does not revolve just around humanity.
John, the beings that might come in such a landing, would they remain on the Earth to be teachers among people?
Tom, there will be some that would remain, and there would be those of ours that would continue on, because this planet then will begin to evolve in its truest sense. We will then be able to go on and to work in other areas. This has been a major project, and it has taken many hundreds and thousands of your years, and much energy.
John, the beings that would remain, would they collectively represent the Christ, or will the Christ be one of them?
Tom, you must remember that all of you and all of us have the Christ within us. It will be a collective consciousness.
Andrew,
yes. There would be no great single figures that would.
Tom, you are all leaders and we are all leaders. In the following transmission, Tom uses the word catastrophe and as with many words in our language, the meaning has become limited. Apart from the usual interpretation of disaster, the Oxford English Dictionary informs us that catastrophe can also mean overturning or a sudden turn or the change which produces the final event of a drama. In geological terms, it can mean a sudden and violent physical change. An event producing a subversion of the order or system of things. So this transmission becomes rather different in meaning when all the shadings of the word are remembered. Tom may have difficulties with pronunciation sometimes, but he never chooses the wrong word and should there be a vocabulary problem, he always indicates when a word is not as descriptive as he would like it to be.
Tom, the preparation of the 24 civilizations and gathering forces is to make people upon planet Earth aware and alert, to bring the prevention of greater difficulties. Apocalyptic prophecies are not necessary to be fulfilled. if those that exist upon planet Earth have awareness and understanding. But also what is in prophecies, such as the Book of Revelations, may only be modified by the souls that exist upon the planet Earth.